It's that time again, Sharp Tongue Podcast time. Happy 5th of July. Did everybody survive their firework shows and picking up fireworks? All these overzealous dads that are like, I can light it. Hold on to this, Betsy. Get me my lighter. About to light the shit out of this firecracker. Well, we have a lot to talk about. Mainly, I talk about things of the marijuana persuasion in this podcast. It's a special 4th of July podcast that I recorded with my friend Avery Pearson. We got a little silly on the greenery. Yes, we did. It's nature's gift to man. So just partake. Don't be afraid. I also am going to announce the winner of the Snash Jewelry Ugg and Gross ring giveaway. I don't know if you guys tuned in last week, but I am giving away some rings this week for something I asked you guys to do last week, and I asked for embarrassing stories, so I'm going to talk about that, announce the winner for that, and also I'm just going to try and bring joy into your lives. How about that? You guys ready for that? Why don't you buckle in? The Sharp Tongue train is leaving the station. Choo choo! Choo motherfucking choo choo! Check. One, two, one. Robot Sweeper! We are live!
We're live. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July.
We've been meaning to do this.
Yeah, we've been, well, very well intentioned.
We have good intentions.
We have strong good intentions.
Our intentions are so good.
They're not cruel intentions.
Oh, shit. Is that a movie?
Yes.
Was it a
Reese
book?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, my God.
They're making it into a TV show. Pilot's coming up. Check backstage or whatever. Just have your people call their people.
I thought you meant, like, actually go backstage and check it out.
You
like,
can
check.
Go backstage. Yeah, they're shooting backstage. The pilot's fine. You can go back there during their shoot and just hang out.
Just go check backstage.
Oh, what's this one? This one I like. So this is Honey Bear.
Yeah, Honey Bear Farms, and they have a bunch of, all of it's organic.
Wait. I haven't even introduced myself.
Or introduce you. Yeah, do people know what they're listening to?
Probably not.
4th of July.
Hi. Oh, we have to play that game again. You know what I'm talking about? For our listeners that listened to our last half-baked podcast. What did we call it? Oh, Highcast.
Highcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
We played this game.
We tried to.
At the end, and it took us about an hour to get to the actual game, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen again, because I want to start by introducing myself. This is the backwards podcast, where we kind of go to the end, we drop the punchlines off the top, and then we take a walk back. Let's go for a walk. So with me, as always, is my host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
Hey, what's up?
And of course, you guys know me.
Everyone knows you.
You don't need to even say my name.
No. Say my name.
When nothing is around you.
Yeah,
say,
baby, I love you. You ain't something.
Gay name. Avery Pearson.
And our Honey Bear Farms as the third guest.
Super sweet.
Just facilitating the high.
Is that their? That should be their slogan. Super sweet.
Yeah, and like, it should be you doing that.
Yeah, with
Sunday.
Sunday. Try Honey Bear Weed. It's super great.
Sweet. Guys, can we reset?
All right, let's go back.
Avery just messed up the last word.
I'm sorry, Doug. You know how it gets.
Guys,
I get stoned.
Camera speed. Roll sound.
It's super great. Super sweet.
Super sweet.
Sunday. Featuring the 4th of July podcast with Jessie Mae Peluso and Avery Pearson. It's super sweet.
Your left eye looks so weird.
What's wrong with my left eye?
Your left eye, like,
if I was on like mushrooms right now, I'd be fucked up. But luckily, there's cookies and a little bit of ice. Do you want iced coffee?
No, thank you.
We're coming to pre-recorded live. from my kitchen, by the way. Your kitchen, what's wrong with your eye?
No, your eye, like when you said, when you got into super sweet,
okay.
Your left eye looked like it was a part of somebody else's head.
What are you talking about?
Because it like it did one of those, like it popped out of the socket a little and the other one didn't.
Oh, it like those people where the eyeballs pop out? Jackson McQueen has that. Do you know Jackson?
Is it a comedian?
He's a comic. He's hilarious, but he's got these eyeballs that
neighbors
that
are bulb. Waving.
Yeah, that's the building manager. So yeah. We're gonna I think she's probably gonna go tell him. So basically, we're in sunny Studio City, and we're good. And there's a pool here. We might go swimming later. Depends.
Yeah. We don't know if there's enough time.
We don't know if there's a time.
Yeah,
you know?
We have to go to Home Depot. And
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
I'm getting those little pluggy things that go in the shower.
Oh, God, they're the best.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And they fall down. They do fall down.
The suction. It's the suction's an issue.
It's the suction. Well, you got to get a little bit moist.
You got it. Yeah.
And then you put the thing on, and that's when you get the suction.
So are you just telling me about your maritable problems?
Before we get to my maritable problems, I'd like to talk about your speech problems, which is funny considering this is your podcast and this is one of many podcasts. People pay you, people to talk, and you got as far as merit, which is good considering merit is good, but then you got meritable, which sounds like an irritable marriage. I'll take one up
top.
Thank
you.
Right?
Thank you.
Meritable. So you were saved.
Meritable problems.
That's where I should have gone first. I should have been like, you know, actually, some friends listened to our last podcast.
Did they?
Yeah. And the review was, quote, dot, 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 you guys were really high, end quote.
We were.
We were.
Really. And we were smoking the same. Not only are we smoking the same
delicious,
shit.
Delicious.
We have
super sweet honey bear weed. Brought to you by the good people at Honey Bear Farm. Located in someplace in California.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Oh, L.A.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever get used to that.
Los Angeles?
The legality of weed. Just the,
it's weird.
I'm in my own... I can't even get it together. Okay, the issue is I have meritable problems. And I don't know what to do.
I'm going to have to make sure I write down notes as we go because I know I'm going to get way too high to even remember the funny things.
You edit it?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
I mean, I get in there, but you know, I'm keeping all this. I'm not even going to edit this part out.
No, this is the sweet stuff.
This is the
sweet stuff.
NSYNC. Wait, how long have you been married?
I've been married for 2 years and a month.
Wow. What is that like?
You come home to the same person every night, pretty much. You know, it's good. It's great. It's something that I had given up on the concept of and desire to years ago and just was kind of like dating. And then you just meet the right person and
you're
like... Yeah,
you just meet that person.
I was actually talking to someone last night, Billy Bunnell, comic, very funny guy, and he...
Are you getting paid for those two promotional names?
No, just high fives. Although Billy will kind of give me like a gracing.
Like a little bit of a finger touch?
And we'll happen to... Yeah, just like a five-finger ET is what he calls
God,
them.
Oh, God, that's so terrible.
But Billy's a great comic. We love Billy on the program.
God, I hate his handshake.
No, he's okay. No, he's a good guy.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Billy, step up your handshake game.
Yeah, for sure.
Just don't graze the palm.
Yeah, also, you're definitely not listening to this.
Please don't listen to this.
Yeah. Wait, what was I talking about? So marriage.
Marriage.
We were talking about marriage and weddings.
Yeah.
And a marriage is just a commitment between two people to be together for the rest of their lives.
Were we talking about that?
You said, how's marriage?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh. Yeah, I was.
Were you okay?
And then this is what I was going to say. Oh. Hello? Hello?
Sweet.
Hello? A marriage is just the wedding.
Is it?
That's all it is.
Because
let's say, okay, you're two people. Man,
I am.
Woman. Woman, woman, man, born a man, born a woman.
That's six people.
Well, these are all the combinations. I'm going through all the combinations.
Oh, God.
Born a woman, become a man, plus man. Born a woman, become a man. Okay, this is...
Wait, there's so many...
There's so many combinations because there's so many genders now.
Yeah, there's so many genders. Make sure you get the right one.
Okay, so you're two people.
I'm two people.
You and another person.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I thought you were telling me I had, like, personality.
I mean,
What do they call that when you have, like, a lot of them?
Multiple personalities.
Meritable personalities.
Multiple meritable personalities. Which also happens... Oh, my God. My dog's going to fuck yours.
Oh, my God. Your dog is fucking my dog.
Red rocket alert. Red rocket alert. Red rocket alert.
How does your three-legged like dog fucking my dog.
I'll tell you how, because he's got three legs and he knows how to use them.
Chaplin is not having
it. So just to catch up our listeners, again, we drop punchlines and then do setups. This is like Jeopardy. I'll take what is dogs having sex for 100, Alex? What is three-legged dog having sex with four-legged, well-mannered chihuahua?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. He's eating
my
something.
Food. No, that's okay. He's eating my dog's food.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Your three-legged dog is... His tongue is out of his mouth. He's so horny for my chaplain's butthole.
He's ready to go.
Do boy dogs have sex?
Yeah, of course they have
sex. Do you stop it or is it...
With who? With what?
Like, what if your boy dog does it with my boy dog? We just let it happen?
Yeah. Oh, so first of all, Norm was staying over at a friend's house one weekend. And my wife went to pick him up. And, you know... Oh, sorry. She dropped him off for the weekend. We were going out of town. The complete opposite of what I set up. So she leaves for a minute. Oh, actually, this is my wife's friend, Nate. Shout out to Nate Grams. What's up, man?
Third shout out. Yeah. I'm going to start charging by the shout out.
Do it.
By the individual name.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. So
like a little meter I'm going to put.
Yeah, like a little meter.
Like a 15 cents.
Like a 15 cent thermometer.
Okay.
So then he leaves the two dogs and walks out of the apartment. He walks down the stairs. He realizes he forgot something at the apartment, goes back.
Uh-uh. What?
My dog, no. Norman, is lying on its back.
Norman on his back.
And his dog, Buddy, is giving him a blowjob.
What?
Yeah. Like a licky blowjob. Obviously not a sucking blowjob because that's...
That's impossible.
It's a dog. I don't know.
Well, dogs can suck.
I mean, you know, he was like... Wait, maybe I should do this on
No, that. He was not doing it.
He was giving him a blowjob. He's gay. Norm's
gay.
I mean, he may be bisexual. I don't know. But we caught him.
What does he identify as?
That's the thing is he doesn't speak English, so we don't know.
Oh, shit. Does he speak Russian?
He doesn't
speak French.
No, he's a dog. Again, at the end of the day, he's a dog, right? So we
what
don't
about
know.
The beginning of the day?
Beginning of the day, he's absolutely a French soldier from 1837. I do like the blow of the dog. Le pouf de le chien.
Le pouf.
Le pouf. That's what they call it in France.
Le
blow
pouf.
Jobs are called le pouf.
Totally. Why does anybody say at the beginning of the day?
Such a good point.
Everyone's like always like at the end of the day.
End of the day. But the beginning of the day is when you're supposed to be your best. That's when you need your breakfast.
Yeah, but you know, some people.
I know why. Yeah. It's so that at the end of the day, when you can look back on your day and think, this was a good day. So at the end of the day, I was true to myself. At the beginning of the day, I just kind of woke up and grew out of bed. Yeah, this guy was a real sack of shit.
At the beginning of the day, I woke up and I shit my pants.
That was the worst. Thank God that wasn't the end of the day. By the end of the day, I learned a valuable lesson in wearing diapers.
Yeah, by the end of the day, I had done a load of laundry.
Yeah, and so, you know, I got the pair of underwear, but I put the same pair of underwear on. Ironic thing, next day I wake up, beginning of the day, I shit my pants again. Same underwear, but at the end of the day, I gave them a wash, and they're fine.
You're fine.
I ate late that night, the next beginning of the day.
Is it a vicious cycle?
Dumpy pants, yeah.
Dumpy pants.
It's a vicious
That's
cycle.
That's my favorite Disney character.
Oh,
Dumpy
I thought you were
going to...
I've never heard of dummy pants. What does dummy pants look like?
Dumpy pants. I love that you're laughing into your iced coffee.
There's nothing funnier than when you have to laugh. Things that are the funniest. At the best time. Making it the funnier than drinking or doing something and eating.
I feel like you're teaching ESL right now.
Not very well. Welcome to Not Very Well ESL.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
ESL.
Subject, preposition, verb.
Difficult.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's very difficult. Wait, you were making
what
a point
were we
about
talking
marriage.
About? Marriage, right.
You said
go ahead. Marriage and we should call this the girl talk because women talk over each other. You guys can talk at the same time here. And I feel like when I'm with you, I feel like a woman.
Can you
like a natural woman.
You're telling me I make you feel like a natural woman?
You make me feel.
You make me feel.
I just want to tell you something. When you sing, you put a joint to your mouth.
I just did.
That's it. You go. You
I just make, did.
But she's not holding a joint. There's nothing. There's just her two fingers. It's like her. It's It's her pinch fixation.
That's so funny. Like I yeah,
you just
so
went for it.
It's not a put on. Like no. It's. I really love weed.
So a marriage is a commitment between two people. We know that. So a marriage theoretically would start at the point of the first date, where you're like, we're going to kind of try and see how many days we can do this for. Then you get the engagement. The engagement is actually the start of a marriage, because that's when you're saying, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. The marriage is just the wedding. That's the marriage. The engagement is the marriage. Okay. I'm still working on this theory, but walk with me for a second, okay?
I don't even normally, know if I can walk.
Well, maybe honey, just sit cash. There and watch our dogs fuck each other. Oh, they look so guilty. Look at your dog. Oh, this is a Chewy Vuitton.
It's a Chewy Vuitton toy?
Totally cool.
Okay, marriage.
So you are with your significant other.
Whoever that person is.
You guys start dating.
What if it's a llama I put pants on?
That's bestiality. And yeah, that's meritability.
Meritability, bestiality.
That's the meritability is whether or not. Oh, 69.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, your three-legged dog is totally. Chaplin kind of likes it.
My dog is my 13-pound dog. Chaplin, just for our listeners at home, Chaplin, Jesse May Peluso's dog, just exposed his butthole and offered it. He offered his butthole to my dog, Norm, who has three legs, a Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu.
He turned his butthole into the green inferno. He's like, take it. Sacrifice my butthole.
It was the gates of paradise.
Butthole sacrifice just happened here. Well, you're talking about the holy matrimony.
Right.
Butthole sacrifice.
Oh, my God. This is
no!
Awesome.
No! 69 with dogs?
69 with head reach around because they have that kind of flexibility.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was 69 plus. No, it was actually doggy style with a 69 accent by your dog.
Holy shit.
So your dog was getting done up the butt and then turned around and reached back to lick my dog's balls. Look, right here. Here we go again.
Green Inferno.
Do you know what I'm saying? So he's like digging it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so marriage.
Oh, my God. He's offering the butt.
My dog's penis is getting hard. It's not a wet noodle. We're like pre-boiled noodles right now.
I can't believe Chaplin's offering his butt.
Oh, it's so good. He's like, you got to earn it. You can't just get that butt. You got to work for it. Take me out for a bowl of water or something. Oh, just let's do this.
I can't believe he's being so submissive. Okay, marriage.
Marriage, you know. You get an engagement.
Marriage.
An engagement is, sorry, an engagement.
Yeah.
The engagement is
the
marriage.
Marriage.
So it's just an engagement. There's no such thing as marriage.
And then the wedding is what?
The wedding is the wedding.
The wedding is just the wedding.
The wedding's
but
a party.
You said marriage is just the wedding.
Well, marriage is a commitment between two people. That happens when you go, will you marry me?
But you said that happens on the first date. So are you like
I
a
made
stage
a mistake.
Five
I'm, no, I'm flipping it. The actual only free part is when you're getting to know someone and you get to the engagement. Once you get engaged, you're engaged for the rest of your life. That's it.
Why don't people just stay
unless you're
engaged.
A real sack of shit and you cheat before your, you know, wedding date.
Why don't people just stay engaged? Why do we need everything else?
Why don't people just stay engaged?
Yeah, like why do you why no, do
because they want to get the wedding, which signifies what we call a marriage, but the marriage is the engagement.
But the marriage is the engagement.
Right.
But maybe people only want to get married because then they get toasters and like blenders.
That's a whole other
appliances.
Societal thing, which I totally agree about. I had to go to Crate and Barrel. Wanted to go.
You wanted
look at
to
my,
go.
I'm like fully stocked. I have a blender.
Your kitchen
I have
is
a,
so
a
domestic.
Mix master. Totally. Let's walk in my kitchen.
Okay, let's walk.
Oh, you need the charge? Are you okay?
Yeah, well, maybe. Well,
maybe you can.
We can,
okay, we can
go
do
right
this.
Here. We'll go
look,
on the threshold.
So, you know what? I can.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Here we
so
go.
Look, here's a, that's good.
We got it?
Yeah. So this is an espresso maker.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely, you're
right?
Domestic.
And I got around the corner, there is a blender and then a mix mat, a Cuisinart.
So you guys bake and
we,
shit?
Like, load it up. All the plates, all the like mugs, like all this. It the wedding.
You get all this shit.
From our friends who were awesome. You know, we appreciate the gifts and everything. It's great. Shout out to my friends.
Shout out to you guys.
I'm going to name them.
Mm-hmm. You have three. So you've already named
yeah,
three. So how many more are we going
to
name?
Well, there were like 300 people at the wedding. So I don't
what?
Know if I should name.
You guys are popular.
Yeah, we went for it.
You really did.
Yeah, no, we did. We did. To be honest, it was the best wedding I've ever been to. And people say that because they say it because it's theirs. But I had 5 food trucks. I had the band. I had an incredible band. We were in the backyard in a tent. It's the most beautiful wedding you've ever seen. My sister married us.
That's dope. She was Did she get officiated just for that?
Yep. She was Universal Life Church, like Conan.
Like Conan O'Brien?
O'Brien, yep. Not the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ooh, puff, puff, pass. Yeah. Puff, puff, give. Yeah, so good. Puff, puff, give.
Puff, puff, give.
Puff, puff, give.
Honey Bear Farms. Honey Bear Farms, a delicious, super sweet weed.
You are so playful. Are you like this with your wife? Like, do you guys have fun?
Well,
and stuff?
Everyone has downtime, but yes, we goof around. She actually goofs around with me more, which is funny because I'm like directly in comedy. She's more straight acting, but she's a very funny person. But she's always fucking with me. Like, she'll always like poke me, and she thinks she'll stick her finger in my belly button.
Oh, I thought that was gonna go someplace different.
Yeah, I know.
In your belly.
I know where you thought it was. Yeah, it's just like.
She sticks it in your belly button?
My belly button. And it pisses me off. Because for some reason, I can wear my belly button. When you go into my belly button, it's probably about like that deep. Because I have a bit
one
of a
digit
gut.
Deep. For you guys at home.
Not one. This is a digit. That's deep.
Oh, one finger is a portion of it. A third of a digit.
Yeah, a third of a digit in.
Okay.
And I feel it in my butthole.
Whoa.
Let me elaborate, okay? When I said I feel it in my butthole, I meant I have a nerve ending that connects my belly button to my asshole. And something like a phone call, like a ring, you know when you dial a call and it rings right away in the other house? I have a Verizon connection in my abdomen.
You got a fucking, you got a highway from your belly button to your...
The fastest of highways.
To your butthole?
Yeah.
Highway to the
butthole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I
know you did, yeah.
Can we do it one more time?
Sure, wait. Let's do a clap so you know to edit.
Okay.
Look for that when you're weeding through the whole show, and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Highway to the butthole. Highway to the butthole.
It.
You really feel it in your butthole.
I feel like a
doorbell. Like a Jehovah's Witness.
Bing bong bing bong.
Please take this pamphlet.
Bing 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 bong.
Whoa.
What?
Old school doorbell.
Check this out. Hold the mic for a second.
Okay. No. Are we gonna be able to hear it here? My friend's house when I was growing up.
Isn't it great?
Can we turn that down or low for a second?
Yeah, let's turn this. That's gonna
there. That'll help everybody.
Everything. Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry for all that noise.
Again, this is a weed podcast called what is it called again? The High Cast.
It's
4th of July.
Jihad. No.
No. Not that,
guys.
Happy 4th of July.
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 With the L. I think the L should be in there.
July.
4th of July.
My sister's name is Jill, so it sounds like the 4th of Jill. July. Hi.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Jill. How are you? What's up, sis?
Yeah, so wait. What were you saying?
Okay, so my butthole is connected to my...
Knee bone.
Belly button. My butthole is connected to the belly button. And you should know that by now.
Butthole's connected to the knee bone. Elbows connected to them.
Should I cut my hair?
No.
It's getting long. Like, it's hot.
Do a man bun. Do you man bun it?
See, that's definitely...
No.
People definitely don't like that.
Why? Who? Fuck people.
Yeah.
Do a man bun. You don't like man bun? You laughing that I wrote it down?
I love that this ridiculousness you're making notes on. You're like, very important. Then we talked about man bun segments
at the end of the day.
So good. I'm so glad you wrote that down. That's so good.
At the end of the day.
Butthole sacrifice.
Butthole sacrifice. Marriage and commitment. man bun.
Butthole phone call.
Oh, butthole phone call?
Butthole connection.
Butthole connection.
Your butthole. Butthole belly. Butt belly connection.
That's right, because it
belly,
goes...
Belly butt connection.
From the belly button to the butthole.
We did it. Let's just get... We're only going to fuck it up. Belly hole.
Oh, so it goes back and forth? Now, if
no,
somebody
it doesn't.
Fingers,
it only, it's a one-way lane.
It's a one-way road or street. It's the HOV.
I don't know why.
Yeah, so has she put it in the butt and then you're like, I hate it because I feel it in my belly button.
No, you don't feel it.
I think I feel it in my butthole too.
Right?
Not yours, but mine. Can you imagine how like connected I would be, yeah, to,
be like,
to the
okay,
world?
Okay, I'm going
to
go. Ready? Tell me if you feel this. Oh my God. Hold on for a second. My belly button is an on and off button to your fart cage.
You didn't know what word you were going to use to accompany fart. You were like,
fart Nicolas Cage.
Oh shit. Don't even.
I don't know.
Can you do a Nicolas Cage impression? I feel like everyone can.
Listen, guys, if for some reason you want to tune into this again, by the time I will learn a Nicolas Cage impression between now and our next broadcast.
I really would appreciate that. I'm going to write it down. I
think that's
a good
important. Yeah, send it to me.
At the end of the day.
Because it's important that I do it. I do some good impressions. I think I did some of the money, I think. Hold on.
Yes, you did.
So do you agree with me that engagement, there's just engagement at... There's engagement and wedding. That's it. There's no marriage.
The wedding. Okay, wait. Here's a question. How much? Who?
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
We did it.
We had to find it. I know. The episode's over now.
We did it so organically, like the Honey Bear Farms weed.
Sunday. Why don't you make your way to your local Honey Bear Farms provider in sunny Southern California? Honey Bear, getting you stoned since 89 cheeseburgers.
My God, my throat noises are like elderly.
You're geriatric. You're making.
I have elderly throat noises.
Geriatric cough. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So marriage. Great. Who paid for your wedding?
Not us. Not, no.
Was it expensive?
It was not cheap. It was not cheap.
Because you had 300 people. Are you a Kardashian?
I'm not a Kardashian.
Why so many people? That's
I'm
a
like
lot.
One of the Kardashians, like boyfriends, like friends,
Uber driver.
Circle, Uber driver.
You're the Uber
yeah.
driver.
Yeah, I'm the Uber driver. I get them around when they get too fucked up to remember their limo driver's name, and they call me. I'm their Uber limo
Estefan.
Driver.
Estefan.
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 Wait.
Okay.
300 people. Hot.
300 people.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It was wonderful though.
Did you get to talk to everybody?
No, that's an impossibility.
Did you eat?
I did.
Good,
because there
don't.
Was food trucks. You just like, oh yeah, well, I'm not going to go a night without eating.
Fuck so, that. Like,
it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, grandma can wait. I need a sandwich.
Totes.
Hello.
Goodbye.
See
not waiting
later.
For food.
Send me a letter.
Send me a letter. Next time.
Or just text
Can
it.
I do my impression of Adam Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's been on the podcast.
I love him.
We talked about horse intercourse. I don't know why it always goes to bestiality.
Dude, and we're dogs, so you got cow intercourse now? No, my dog's masturbating.
Now your dog is fucking the pillow.
Yeah, he's
because Chaplin didn't give it up. He just teased and gave Richard blue balls. What's his name?
Norman.
I called him Richard.
Well, that's what he calls his penis, though. Also, so this Adam.
Wait, Adam Ray. Yeah, do Adam Ray.
So he's like, here's the thing. if you're going to... Walk out. Also, you know, why am I going to do that? I wouldn't. Because it's stupid. That's why. Also,
that was good.
Not bad, right? Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, he does also.
Also, why don't we go walk to the store next time rather than taking a car, which we would have been put in traffic for and it took twice as long. Also, right?
He's the voice of Slimer.
I know.
For...
Now, is he sings? Does he say something? Or they're like, okay, now make a ghoulie noise. And he's like, ha. Also.
I thought about that on the way over. Like, Slimer doesn't have, like, he doesn't say phrases.
I don't remember his catchphrase. What's Slimer's catchphrase? Slimer's catchphrase. Slimer, we're going to go for a catchphrase. Are you ready?
And in 5, 4, 3, 2. Can I tell you something? Just your listeners at home so they understand. If there's any other people that would do voiceover hiring, she's a pro. She landed on the one and nailed the impression. And the new name of my host is Jesse May One Take Peluso. Don't you fucking eat that, universe. You're welcome to it. Have a side of ketchup. Maybe not a side of ketchup, but dip it into ketchup.
I had one of those laughs that existed inside for about 45 seconds.
Right. Anyone listening was like, she does not think this is funny, but she thinks it's so funny. She didn't laugh. It was a double positive.
The laugh when you suck it in and no noise can come out.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best kind of laugh.
It's like amazing.
Also, the ones, this is what we were getting back. Call back to when you're drinking. The best kind of laughter is when you're drinking something or when you're eating something and you like, it's so funny that it just goes out of an orifice.
That
like
is
a
the best.
Button, like a belly button to connected
the
to your butthole.
Just shooting right out. Just
bing, bang, good night. Also, hello.
Tinga, tinga, ting, ting, ping, ping.
Okay, so I'm going to get a Snapchat because we got to send that to your listeners.
Tinga, tinga, ting, ting. You want to Snapchat?
I'm going to Snapchat that.
You Snapchat this, right?
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna keep the beat going. You gotta hold. You know how to do it. You gotta hold it down.
Just hold it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and.
Tinga tinga ting ting, ping ping. Tinga tinga ting ting, ping ping. Tinga tinga ting ting, ping ping. Ping ping.
Check that out.
Here we go. What do you even title that?
You call that tanga tanga tang tang. You just call it tang. Also, call it Crazy Girl Freaks Out because that's what happened. Right?
How do you spell tanga tanga tang?
Just call it tang. There's too many words. It'll cost us too much money in royalties. Tang, 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 tanga tanga tang tang. Tang, 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 tang.
I'm calling it tang.
Tang, 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 tang.
We just had a Snapchat break.
Here's
marriage. At the end of the day.
The end of the day.
What is it?
Marriage is just a party. The wedding.
Is it?
It's nothing. Marriage is nothing. Call your episode Avery Pearson, Marriage is Nothing. Freak out all of my relatives and friends. And then they'll realize that there's no such thing as marriage. There's only
the wedding,
the engagement,
the
and
engagement.
The wedding. There's engagement. If you want to call engagement marriage, that is okay. But you have to pick one because it doesn't change.
Is there a?
Just go with your heart.
Is that a panther on your kitchen table?
Good question.
Or your counter?
No.
Holding coffee books?
No.
What do you call those books?
This. Is a bear.
Why is he there?
It was a gift.
A wedding gift. No. Was it a wedding gift?
It was not a wedding gift. It was a gift from a relative.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's at all of our, like all of my in-laws.
Have one?
Have one.
Is it a cult? Is it like a bear cult ornament?
The first rule of bear statue is you do not talk about bear statue.
Whoa, deep voice. That was like a movie voice.
In a world where statue bears can't be talked about, there's just absence of talk. And that is our security guard. He's a 13-pound Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu with three
legs.
Go get him, Norm.
Fuck my dog.
Yeah, he wants a piece.
Oh, my God.
This
Chaplin.
Is his side piece. He's got a few lovers.
He does. Secret lover.
Actually, I would say that he's the most attracted to Mr. Whiskers. What's his name again?
Chaplin.
I know that. That's why I said Mr. Whiskers. That's not his name. It's Chaplin.
Said Richard. Richard and Mr. Whiskers.
Those are our dog's names.
Chaplin is so cute.
Right.
He's like a little deer.
Oh, totally. He's deer. He's a deer, deer.
Oh, deer.
He's a deer, deer.
Deer.
Deer, deer, deer.
Don't.
How are you?
Go
Norman.
What the fuck?
Don't fucking bite, dude.
Norman, he doesn't like it that rough. Buy him a bowl of water at least. You said take him out for a bowl of water. Your dog, what is, your dog lost a leg.
He's excited.
I think his
he didn't lose a leg. It just didn't grow in during birth, if you want to talk about it. I'm having another one of these delicious cookies.
Can we
do a shout out? Do you want one?
I'm good. I brought the cookies just for you guys.
Really?
My neighbor in Syracuse, Kim, makes, every time I go home to visit my mom, mm-hmm. this is why I love, not small, Syracuse isn't a small town. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 600,000 people mm-hmm. in the Syracuse proper area. Mm-hmm. But small town mind in the sense that neighbors do shit for each other.
What?
As you're you just drooled. You're putting cookie in your mouth and not making more room for cookie.
Not making more room.
You're not understanding how you're treating your mouth like a storage unit instead of a pipe.
Pipe a mouth.
Why is there drool in your chin hair?
Okay, so this is what happened. I was making more room in my mouth by letting out the drool.
You. I was looking at you like he's not making any more room for the cookie to go. He's just kind of crumbling it and then putting more in. So my neighbor in Syracuse.
You sound like a Jewish aunt. So my neighbor, Miriam, such a bad girl. All she does is call the son and complain about why he isn't Glover.
She's always out in the lawn just blowing the leaves. Like, how many leaves fall on your lawn?
So get rid of the tree. Get rid of the
cut
tree,
cut the tree
Mary
down. She's too much of a hippie. Hug the tree. She's, hug the tree. Chop it down and turn it into a chair.
She's a hypocrite. I'll tell you that right now.
That
I just
much.
Saw her using paper yesterday. And then she's talking about not cutting down the tree. I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Where does she think paper comes from?
Paper comes from trees. That's what I'm saying.
Is she chopping it down and she turning it into paper?
That's what she's doing.
She's a hypocritical
cunt. She's a hypocritical hippie. She's a hypocrite. Hypocrites are hypocrites. Hypocrites are hippies. How?
The rest of the cookie in the mouth.
All of it.
So my neighbor makes these cookies every time I come home. Every time.
What's your neighbor's name?
Kim DeFilipp.
Do you know who your friends are?
Her last name's Mad Difficult if you've been smoking weed. Her last name is Kim.
What if her name was Kim Mad Difficult?
Oh, shit. Coming to the stage. Coming to the stage trying to bring that rage, that verbal rage right out her mouth. Yo, she coming up here down from
I'm choking
the
on
south.
The cookie. Let me clear my throat because I have a cookie in it. Give me a second. Oh, no, I'm choking. I'm starting to breathe really heavily. Guess what? I'm blacking out. Oh, there's stars and... It's okay, I'm back to life. I'm married with a wife. I'm meritable. I'm irritable. I'm inflammable. I got a bunch of things to say. None of them come to mind today.
I don't know why I turned into jazz at the
end. And you did jazz fingers. Spirit finger jazz. You did Bob Fosse. You would be like, I love her. I love her. This is my favorite voice to do, by the way. It's like the over the top, like just guy who knows who he is. I love him. Like if Justin Martindale gained 80 pounds and just sat in Florida for the next 80 years, this is how he would talk.
If Justin and Harvey, what's his name?
Harvey Weinstein had a baby?
Yeah.
They would talk, oh, honey, I don't give a fuck. buy Lamos, Canitos. Buy Lamos, Taco Bell. Let the rhythm take you over.
The rhythm is gonna get you. The rhythm is gonna get you. The rhythm is gonna get you. The rhythm is gonna. You just will like this.
I'm angry.
This is gonna be the worst show tonight. This is gonna be a nightmare.
You have to go do a show
tonight.
I'm
so upset about it. I definitely cannot bail.
You have to go do a show for Vanderpump's.
Vanderpump Rules.
What now? Is it Vanderpump Rules or is it Vanderpump Rules? Is it like she's awesome or is it her rules?
No idea.
Is she gonna be there?
No idea. I don't know what's going on. All I know is my dog wants to fuck your dog. There he goes again.
Oh my god! They're like in a lover's embrace.
That's right. There's like that looks like That looks like a Klimt, like a Gustav Klimt.
The kiss.
The kiss.
Every bitch has that in their kitchen.
Fucking,
that poster framed in their kitchen. Gustav McGlimp's kiss. What's his name?
Not McGlimp's. He's not like a Dr. Seuss character. One day, they walked down the street, and who did they meet? Gustav McGlimpst.
Gustav
Klimt.
You don't have to go to. It's not. There's no accent. There's no like. And after the T, expel air. Gustav Klimt.
You know what expels air? Your
buttholes. Yeah.
Right after your wifey goes in your belly button.
No, but mine controls yours. Ready? Your butthole sounds like a dog bark. What if your butthole sounded like a dog bark? You could never hide your fart. If your butthole sounded like a dog bark, like a yelp, no one would fart. Or everyone would fart. But there
it
wouldn't
would
be.
It would sound like a dog park.
It wouldn't be like how our existence is. It would sound like a dog park.
It would just sound like a crazy dog park in New York City.
Yeah. Doug, you've got to stop barking. Jesse May, we're in a meeting. Stop barking. It wouldn't be called farting. It'd be called barking.
Barking.
Or maybe farts are just barks.
Maybe farts are butt barks.
Maybe butt barks are what we think are farts. Palmart. Blart.
Walmart.
Go-kart.
I'm smart. That's a great company when you're drunk.
Bart Simpson.
Bark Simpson.
Bark Samson. Should I cut my hair?
Night. Word Association.
National Basketball Association.
Your dog's arm. Can I comment on your dog's missing limb?
Yep.
Now, it didn't grow in, but there's still a flap there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's his chicken wing. Ain't a thing.
It's a chicken, because it looks like a shirt sleeve, the arm. What is wrong,
you
guys?
You guys are like really something.
Chappie, come here.
Come here. Norman.
Oh, my God. Chaplin, have you always been this cute? Oh,
he's the cutest one than ever.
Is he so cute?
Ever.
Ever.
Taquito.
Taquito. Bailamos.
Te amo.
What is so barkable outside right now?
There's people in the pool.
I know what it is.
What?
It's, you know why they just started barking?
I think I'm about to find out.
Do you, don't you think it was coincidental that they were barking
as we were talking about barking
buttholes.
And that's them.
Telepathy.
Telepathy. Oh, this is Annie. This is my Annie Deck. Right? What do you think? He's like, well, Annie. I thought it was a great time, and they started talking about telepathy. It was too much. I'm still working on that one. Tell your listeners to come back next time. I'm going to do
Nicolas Cage.
Andy Dick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Andy Dick. And it just went right in.
Andy Dick.
On the count of three, I want you to say your favorite body part. One, two, three. Calf. Whoa.
What are you talking about? Nothing compares. Nothing. Come on.
I said calf.
Calf is the most amazing body part.
I don't
what
even.
Do you, what stairs are you walking up? Like, what?
I don't even like calves. I didn't answer that honestly. Can we do another count to three game?
Sure.
You can create it now.
All right. The best band of all time is one, two, three. The
Poison.
Beatles. Oh.
Is Poison a band?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Are you talking about Poison, the killing ingredient?
Yeah, I was talking about a way to murder somebody.
Right.
We should probably do it again. Best way to murder somebody
someone
in the count of three.
One, two, three. Chokehold.
Chokehold? Fingerprints will be left there. You're gonna be sentenced.
Oh, you're talking about the best way to get away with murder.
Oh, I should have been more specific.
Yeah.
Because I said icicle.
No, I'm saying really take the life out of someone's body. Oh, boy.
Do a count of three. Do a count of three.
Okay. No, I just did. Oh, no. Okay. Best city that we don't live in is one, two, three, New
Wichita.
York. Oh, that's not a city. Definitely not a city.
It's not?
Isn't Wichita a state? Or is it Wichita in Wichita?
Is Wichita a state?
Siri.
Let's ask Siri.
Okay.
Wait, do you have to?
I'll
hey,
do
Siri.
It. No, you have to press the button. You can't just yell at it. Siri, is Wichita a state or a city?
Let me check on that. Here's what I found on the web for is Wichita a state or a city?
What? It's more like
the city of Wichita.
City B. Bam!
Can I just, quick sidebar, I asked you what the best city in the world is, and you weren't even on a percent sure if
you
it
know
was
what?
A city.
That's, is, you said world?
No, I don't even know what
I've
I said.
I've never been to Wichita. I didn't answer that honestly.
Kansas. Wichita, Kansas.
I didn't answer that honestly.
Maybe Wichita isn't a state, and I'm an idiot.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas.
But I've never been there.
So why did you say it's the best city?
I panicked.
You said Wichita. You could have said Paris, Rome. Fuck's sake, you could have said Sydney. Anything. But you went for Wichita.
Tang, 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 tang.
Wichita is a city. It's not a state. We think you're thinking of Wyoming or Iowa. We're not sure you're stoned. What does your tattoo say again? I forgot it. Hold your breath. Just make a wish. Count to three. Come breathe. Keep counting. Wait, wait, wait. Not yet. I know. Hold on for a second. Okay, now. Wait for the elevator. It's on the other floor. Oh, it finally arrived. Oh, great. Of course, it went below my floor and directly to the main floor. Oh, there it is. Oh, I'll press it again. Now it's coming. Two, three. It's going past my floor again. It picked up the penthouse. Oh, it's a penthouse, and it's a direct button to belly hole to butt holder. Oh, no, what was the noise? Oh, bark.
There was a whole moment about an elevator.
Okay, yeah.
You were trying to read my tattoo, and you went to an impromptu.
I'm not done reading your tattoo.
Okay.
So then you go, you'll be in the world of pure imagination.
Don't you know what movie that's from?
Nope.
It's a quote. You just burped out of the side of your mouth.
I burped and blew it that way.
You did. That was very gentlemanly of you.
You're welcome.
Meritable.
Very meritable.
It's a quote from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Perfect. Don't be so upset about it when you say things.
I was so upset.
You're so stern right now. You're like, it was from Willy and the Wonka Factory. Okay?
Willy.
And the Oompa Loompas.
Do you know Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Chocolate.
I'm going to let that resonate with your guests.
Chocolate.
Marketable.
How do you say chocolate?
Marriage that's a marketable.
Mary Monka.
Lewinsky.
Where
Mary. Jesus.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. What about
you've never seen it?
I've seen it. Of course I've seen it. So what's the issue?
Do you don't love it?
I love it.
Okay.
Sure.
You sure?
I'm definitely going to say
tang, tick, tang, 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 tang,
oh, you, hi, na, 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 everywhere you go, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, 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 bang, bang, hi, chitty, ho, chitty, everywhere we go, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, 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 bang, bang, hi, chitty, ho, because that's how the beat was going, hi, chitty, then, then. Hi, chitty, ho, chitty, everywhere we go. Bang, bang, chitty, 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 ding, bang. Ing, ching, chang, ching, chang, chang. Ho, chitty, hitty, bing, gang, bing. So I'm not getting a haircut, or are we, am I?
Why do you want a haircut?
Because I'm so hot, and I just want to make sure I'm at my, like, brand best.
I think if you cut your hair, you lose everything that makes you you.
Thanks.
What I'm saying is your essence is in your hair. Like
do you
herbal
let
essence.
People call? Would you prefer to be called Jessie Mae, Peluso, Peluso, Jess, May, or Simmy?
What is Simmy?
It's the connection between Jessie and May.
I've never known that.
Can I call you Simmy?
Yeah. No. Is it Simmy?
Simmy. It's Sim. It would
Jessie
be Sim.
Jessie Mae. Sim.
To take out the first and the back
Sim.
End.
Sim.
I don't know if I want to call
I don't
you
know
Sim.
If I like that.
I mean, it's close to simulator, like not real. Like that'd be an insult. Oh, we're doing the robot. And the robot sounds like this.
Hello, my name is Sim. I will dust your floors through a Wi-Fi connection.
GPS is my ways.
BTW GPS is my okay computer.
Okay, okay.
Ew, oh. Richard just licked my shin.
Yeah, that's his favorite part of the body.
Richard.
No, do yours you ever, Richard. Mine's...
Oh, mine's Chaplin. Yours is Norman.
No, what do we change it to?
God, I don't... Chicken wing. You don't want to do that?
Oh, no.
You're going to be fine. Did I just mess up your life?
No, a little bit.
At the end of the day, you had fun, though.
At the end of the day, I blew an opportunity at Bravo. What's that?
I'm just making sure that you're not going to be late. What time do you have to go? You need time to get ready and stuff. We probably should figure out a way to button this nicely.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want me to review what we went over today?
Yeah. In conclusion.
In conclusion. Okay. We talked about your meritable problems.
Right, which are actually not meritable problems. They're just being married and marketable.
Right, and my speech problems.
Yeah, that was the bigger issue.
That really threw us for a loop today.
Loop-de-loop.
Like a butthole loop. It's not really a loop. It's more of a...
No, it's a direct shot, we found out.
Okay. And at the...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go.
No.
Please.
Please. No, but you were going to say something. Come on.
I was going to say...
No, go ahead.
I don't want to, like, interrupt you and then say what I'm going to say right now, because it's not really nice.
Just say it.
Butthole sacrifice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Belly button to butthole sacrifice. Absolutely. You press that button, and then the sound is this. Bark. It's bark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We could have knocked off two in the checklist. Now we walk through it.
God damn it. It was all a right. bark.
Yeah, we could have checked. We could have done a two for it.
But also, butthole sacrifice was Chaplin offering his butthole to your dog.
Oh, and what a butthole. Can I tell you something?
Very clean.
Very clean.
I had the lady clean it out.
The dog douche.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dog douche. Guys, what do you do when your dog's a little backed up, dragging ass on your carpet? Well, don't worry. No longer. We've got the perfect product for you, dog douche.
That's right. From the good people at Yum Yum Butt Smell, we're offering a new kind of douche. It's water up the touche of your dog.
Arf, arf. Am I right? You know, I just can't stand it. I get my carpets clean. I'm talking about the ones I walk on, not the ones that are hiding behind this bikini right now.
I'll tell you something. That is a veritable carpet right there. That's the kind of carpet you just sink right down to the floor.
Right in there. Blah. Right in there.
And I think about it and I go.
When I think about it, I go. Well, those bark. Carpets on the floor that I'm walking on are being dragged ass by my chihuahua.
Well, what do I do?
What do I
Where
do?
Where do I go?
Who do I call?
Not the Ghostbusters.
July 15th.
July, great movie. Check great. Out Adam Ray.
Adam Ray, voice of Slimer.
Also, you know, he's in About Last Night, which is also a great podcast.
Also,
if you like, yep.
Was in the movie The Heat.
Right. Also, Spy, if that's a movie that you want to go to. Hello. Okay.
Well, what do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You take our fancy spout mechanism and squirt a little sploosh of the douche in your dog's
douche. Two for $19.95 if you call now. The number is
1 2 3
4 6
7
8 9 10 Oh, wait, it can't be 10.
No 10. 10's just 1 and 0. There's no 10. There's no 10. Okay. Yes.
Back to the list.
Okay, I'm sweating.
Okay, we're going to get through this. Oh. Hold on. The next thing that we spoke about is that marriage is nothing.
But caveat, sidebar, it is also it is engagement. Is marriage or it's either engagement or marriage. So you can either, I got married to someone is when you ask them to marry you. Mm. And then there's wedding. Wedding's another thing. Wedding's like birthday party or July.
Appliance day.
July appliance day. What a day. Appliance day when you can go and get that fridge that hasn't been sitting in your kitchen. Honestly, who needs a fridge? Fridges last forever. Who has ever burned out a fridge that they purchased in life?
That's my mom did.
Okay. There goes. What's the next subject?
Man bun.
Great.
Work,
not great.
Work. Put that man bun on your head. Walk in the street like you got it. Don't be afraid to strut your stuff, cause baby, you working up.
Is that a gun in your head? What? No, it's just the bun in your head. Look out. Oh, it's red. What did you wrap it in a weird condom? What a weird guy. Uh-oh. Definitely keep that in the final cut.
Did you put your man bun inside a condom?
A red condom? Yeah, and then I had the little dingy off the top.
The dyes in that can't be good for your dick.
I didn't use it afterwards.
Okay.
That would be crazy. Tang, tada, tang, 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 tada, tang, 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 tang. Hi, chitty ho, chitty, everywhere you go.
Nicolas Cage.
I'm going to come back with Nicolas Cage impression. And a better Andy Dick. A better one.
And you know what else happened?
So far, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
No. It's just, yeah. Oh, I do. I'm physically, I do it better because you kind of like
does with that a thing.
Yeah, you do the hand.
Does that thing, yeah. Well, I don't know. You know? Right?
That was good.
Yeah, he's like, he kind of like touches his finger to his nose.
He does.
He also has a bit of that.
Coke problem.
Hello problem.
Hello. Hello.
But no, but seriously, he just doesn't give a fuck.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's my new little addition to the game.
I like that.
I also wrote a song about my dog, Norman.
Oh, I was like, Norman thought his name was Richard. Are you going to sing the song?
I don't have to.
Okay.
All right. Guys, tune in next time and I'll sing you a song.
You promise?
Yeah, I will.
Next time we have to play on the piano.
We're going to play on the piano.
We'll get high and play on the piano.
That's right.
Fourth of July cast.
Fourth of July cast.
Did you enjoy the cookies?
They were delicious. And your friend's name was?
Kim DeFilip.
Right. Kim DeFilip.
DeFilippo.
Do you, Brian Johnson, take Kim to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Just
to
sure.
have and to hold and to try to figure out last name till the day you die? I get it. Mm. Bark. Bark. Oh. It's a bark.
We talk about buttholes barking. We talk about so much.
I don't wanna go. Like,
you have to go.
I feel like I have swimming lessons.
Okay, on the count of three. Last game for the of the show.
I'm just, no, we can keep going. I just need to start. I need to get the blood flowing. Oh, God. 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
Oh, God. It's so bad. I got to leave at 7.
Okay, let's do
taking
one more
three
Uber game.
Taking an Uber to get to work. All right.
One more three game.
Yeah, totally.
You call it off because we're here in your house. You call it off. 1, 2, 3. It's yours. It's the floor is yours. What are we going to count to three? What do you want us to do when three drops? When three drops.
I want best movie.
Best
movie.
Can I have a second? No, you can't think about it. Okay.
No, you can. You can. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have two that I'm going for right now.
One's drama,
one's comedy. So.
I'm going drama. Okay. Ready?
One.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I talked over you.
Okay.
Okay.
You go ahead.
No, you count it.
No, you do it.
Okay. I don't feel right counting, though.
One, two, three,
Shawshank Redemption.
Scoundrels, but that would have been, yeah, that's in my top dramatics. But like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh,
have
man.
You seen it?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm probably going to have to watch it.
We need to remedy that, young Wallace. Oh, this is what I thought we could do another time. I was actually going to suggest it today. We should watch a movie.
Hi.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That would be cool.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Or like two TV shows or like something we, you know.
And we podcast over it?
Yeah.
Or we just want to watch shows.
No, we can hang out and watch TV. Yeah, totally. I would totally be down for that.
No, we podcast it.
And then, yeah, like just talk, like that could be one of the episodes.
That'd be fun.
So
we can
if
mix
you
up
write
what we
in
do.
And have a movie
yes.
that you want us to talk about, we would love to. Let us know.
Movie or TV show.
Movie or TV show.
You email us at sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com.
It has to be 60 minutes to 90 minutes.
Yes.
Can't be more than 90 minutes. Let's be honest, guys. And like, I don't want to be futzing with. I don't want to be like fast forwarding it because I'm going to lose the flow and the momentum.
We need like something good. Like even like 2 half-hour shows.
Right, 2 half-hour shows.
We're willing to do that.
We'll do anything.
We'll do commercials.
We'll do a lot. We'll do commercials if you have a commercial that you
favorite
want us to
commercial.
Watch that we can find on YouTube or something like that.
Just not your rap video.
Right. Yeah. We don't. This isn't a self promotion thing. This is not a yourself
promoting
thing.
Our
this
own
is our us promoting our comedy is more.
We need another count to three.
Okay, count to three. Oh, okay.
I need you to do another.
You do. Oh, I did the last
so
one.
So much pressure. Yeah. Pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Should we do another movie? Let's try and get to the same movie.
Okay. Okay.
Best comedy.
Okay. Ready?
And it's from any not current or it could be anywhere in life.
It could be anywhere in life. Okay.
God, this is so hard.
But if we get it, it's going to be really
cool. It's going to be great.
Okay, ready for comedy?
Yeah.
So it's 1, 2, 3, and then...
I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and then we say it.
And do we say go, or do
no
we...
No go.
Okay.
No go. It's
down
just 1, 2, 3, movie.
You didn't like the segment last time that we did, which was called 1, 2, 3. Now, question mark?
Because we couldn't figure out when to go.
It took 90 minutes. But last time it took us the whole time to get the other thing that we did within 5 minutes.
We're getting better.
We're getting
learning.
Much better. Oh. Oh, interesting. We're developing chemistry and
timing.
Well, all right. I think we got a few more episodes to go. But if you guys listen, by the end of this show series, we will have the same brain.
We'll
think about
be in sync.
Like, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
I really wanted something, yay, but maybe the other thing's not the first thing. Tell me. I don't know, but because also, bye, bye, bye.
Was it Adam Ray? Did you just go into Adam Ray singing bye, bye,
bye? Also, why would I want to go bye? Maybe I want to go hi, hi, hi. That would make more sense.
Best comedy, 1, 2, 3. Blazing
Anchorman,
Saddles.
But good call.
Oh, it was a spectrum.
Yeah, I know.
Blazing Saddles, Anchorman's
but
great.
Those were the best comedies of their day.
They were, and they were similar because a lot of one-liners.
Scotch. I mean, the Anchorman soundbite, I don't think, is unrivaled.
It's unrivaled. There's so many soundbites.
60% of the time. Wait, 100%. 60% of the time it goes. It works 100%
of the time? 100% of the time. 50% of the time it works 100% of the time.
No, it's 60. It's
like, is it 60?
60% of the time it works all the time.
That's yes.
60% of the time it works. I mean, that's a
it's
genius
classic.
Joke. I
Tiger
really want to know who
was
wrote
the name
that.
Of Panther?
If the person who wrote that joke is listening to this for some odd stretch of the imagination, first of all.
Killing it.
Awesome, because I really respect your joke writing, and I'm shocked that you got this far in the podcast, so thank you.
Yes.
Right? Because that means you either think I'm funny or completely stupid.
Yeah.
So, thanks. But I want to know who that is.
You said first of all. Is there a second of all?
Nope. I forgot what it was.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do another movie.
Oh, what? Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? I want to know, because I think that is one of the funniest jokes in...
The movie?
In anything.
Panther Piss? What was the name of the cologne?
Sex Panther.
Wow.
Whoa, that's a good one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan does a good lion one.
Oh, does he? Well, you know when he does the Kardashian bit, right? When he's like, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
So good.
I think that's like one of the funniest bits out there right now.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's clever.
It's just fun to watch.
Check out Joe Rogan's Panther or
Sex Panther.
Kardashian bit.
He does a Kardashian bit where he plays like these demons that talk to
Bruce Jenner to turn him into Caitlin.
Yeah.
Best.
It's so funny.
Action film. 1, 2, 3. Speed.
Die Hard.
Closer.
Yeah. That's the first thing that came to mind. I think if I had to think about it, I don't know, but yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Do another one.
Best science fiction film. 1, 2.
Wait!
Three.
Aliens.
Star Wars.
Oh, God, I panicked.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. You're a child of aliens.
Best horror movie.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got one. One, two, three.
Night of the Living Dead. Mine was the longest title. Yours was the shortest.
And that is a true horror.
Do another one.
Best documentary.
Wait. Oh, God.
1, 2, 3. Making
Exit
a
the
murderer.
Gift shop.
You know what I just watched?
What?
OJ Made in America. On
was
ESPN.
It good?
It's haunting. And brilliant.
I'm going to have to watch it. Is that with, who plays OJ?
OJ.
Oh.
It's a doc.
Oh, it's a documentary.
OJ plays OJ.
You said documentary.
Yeah. I mean, if it's true, if the documentary's perspective is what happened.
It's fucked.
It's
Don't tell me. I'm going to watch it.
It's fucked.
Best TV show.
But it's not fucked. It's actually, things worked out. But what's that? Sort of. Not really. Not for two people. This is awful. I'm going to stop. Sorry. I'm sorry. I went on a rant. I apologize.
Best TV show.
Best TV show.
1, 2, 3. Seinfeld, Breaking Bad.
But
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You went Seinfeld.
Yeah. It is. It sort of is, you know.
I feel like, okay, well, let's give ourselves two more shots to get.
Well, I think we got to pick a genre because. What
let's
are you
pick
do?
A new genre.
Oh.
Best fruit.
Best song.
That's too hard.
That's too vast.
That's too hard.
You gotta
I don't
be
think
like
we're
best
there.
Classic rock song. Can you do it? We're not gonna get it. There's
yeah,
no
there's not.
Mine is Queen's "Somebody to Love."
God.
Anybody find me? Somebody to love.
I went
it's
high.
Brilliant.
It's so sad.
Each morning I get up, I die a little. Can't barely stand on my knee feet. No, you can't stand
on your
knees. Yeah, that's anyway. That was actually the original lyrics that Freddie Mercury
on your
wrote.
Knees?
Yeah. Stand on your Yeah, he was he was a known gay, homosexual.
Are you serious?
No. Sorry. I know I shouldn't do that. We have a trust thing, and I broke the trust. But it was fun to watch you think that the line was, "I'm going to stand on my knees," which is the name of his sex film. Stand on your knees. Stand on your knees.
Best
color.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Black.
Blue.
Wow. Oh,
that, you know, I mean, close to each other on the spectrum, sort of, depending on the shade of blue and the hue of black, which are the same thing. It could have been the hue of blue and the shade of black. Okay.
I got one.
Oh, no, shade. That was right. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
We're close.
Okay.
Greatest pop star, rock pop star of all time. I'm counting down. I was waiting for you to count.
Okay, I'm ready. Well, okay, go.
One, two, three. Michael Elvis Jackson.
Elvis Presley, but I would have said
racist.
Michael Jackson. Not racist. Michael Jackson became white. You're racist. And he is, too.
You went to
best
who?
Type of pasta sauce.
Okay. If we don't get there.
Yeah, we're gonna get there. Okay. One, two, three. Pesto.
Four cheese.
Fuck.
Pesto?
It used to be four cheese.
Who
and you know what?
Pesto.
This is why. Because
terrible sauce.
No. Delicios.
It's
a fresh
too
pesto?
Much.
No, it's not. A fresh pesto is amazing. Listen, I do get the four cheese. Best type of macaroni and cheese noodle.
Okay.
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 One, two, three. Spiral.
Spiral! Okay. I was going to say facility, but that's the spiral.
You said fisting. You made the motion for a pointed fist and went facility. And fusilli, to be fair, a spiral noodle is a smaller fusilli. However.
Will you give it to me?
No, I won't. Because it wasn't the same
thing. That was
thing.
The closest one
no,
we've
you
had.
You were thinking about the inch-long one. I was thinking about the little.
It was the closest one.
And anyone
one
who's
had.
Like a true macaroni and cheese fan will agree with me on spiral. Oh, God. Jesus.
Okay. Favorite. Best animal. Best mystical animal.
Okay.
How much more fun did this just get?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is the one that comes to mind.
One, two, three. Pegasus.
Dog from Neverending Story.
Flying. Oh, come on. Well, you went famous.
Well, Pegasus is famous.
I was going more general. You're talking about Valcor, the good luck dragon?
Yes.
He's a great creature.
Yeah, but he had a dog face and a longer dog tail.
Oh, he
like
was
a body
so
tail.
Great. Never ending story. Fuck.
Okay.
I feel like we're down
David
a
worm. Bowie on three. One, two, three.
David Bowie. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen, I got to tell you, we have so much fun doing this, and it would just mean the world if you kept listening.
Just keep listening.
That's it. That's all
you
got to do.
You know, we're going to do these more frequently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's how I said yeah.
Okay. Is this our first fight?
No, it's just, it's not a fight. It's just like.
A never-ending story.
Story, the never-ending story.
I thought I stopped it.
Now the air conditioner's on.
Now the air conditioner.
This is like bonus feature.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I did.
You marked it again. Just press stop. Oh, press stop.
Okay. So last week on Sharp Tongue, I asked you guys to send me some embarrassing, funny, crazy, poop-filled stories. Poop is always funny. Super sophisticated here at the Sharp Tongue Podcast. And I went through them. There are a lot of embarrassing stories. And one stuck out to me in particular because a photo was attached. I'm not going to lie. The girl attached a photo to the email, and I thought she was adorable. And then I realized, oh, I think this is a fan who I have met before, and I was right. We met at a San Diego show, and she used to be a Buffalo Bills cheerleader.
So her story is, in 2008, 2009, I was cheerleading for the NFL, 18 years old and essentially full of piss, vinegar, and naive, and had no idea what I was doing or how I made it on the team in the first place. I love her vulnerability and honesty. Come on. You kicking off a sentence like that, Virginia Woolf? I fucking love it. I'm about as coordinated of a dancer as Rob Gronkowski might be, but I was tiny and had a decent rack, so apparently in Buffalo that was qualification enough to cheer for a national team. Due to the fact that I'm not coordinated in the least, I was never usually front and center. I was usually on the side of any kind of formation. During the pre-show, each line would enter the field in 8-count intervals. All right, the math is already starting to throw me off. The people on the outside, meaning the shitty dancers like me who had to move our asses all the way down far past the 50-yard line, would enter the field first. That's interesting. The bad dancers would go first? Okay. During one particular game, the music messed up and started at a weird time. We weren't sure if we should still go, so we looked at our captains for guidance. One said go, one said stay. In a stadium of 72,000 people, it's kind of hard to hear, but all I heard was go. And so I went, shaking my ass and whipping my hair like Willow Smith all the way to the 50-yard line before I realized I was the only one on the field. Holy shit. But, you know, I feel like you could get away with it because it's like the audience doesn't know, like the crowd doesn't know the cheerleading routine. So they could be like, oh, this is like a real aggressive one girl show. Let's pay attention. Then I had to find the most appropriate way to get off the field, which I found to be frantically sprinting back to the tunnel while shaking my pom poms. Needless to say, I think this had to be the most embarrassing moment. It didn't involve shitting myself, but it definitely felt terrifying in the moment. I met you in San Diego at the show at the American Comedy Company, and you took a picture of us on your phone, but I never saw it. You never saw it? Ah, Lona Moshier. Moshier? Are you French? You're adorable, Lana or Lona. I always mispronounce people's names, so I apologize, but thank you for your Buffalo Bills cheerleader poster. I want, like, a real one. Can you mail me the real one so I can frame it and put it in my room? Oh my God, but that was adorable. Thank you for your story. I'm sending you rings. So just email me all of your information. I'll get in contact with you and we'll get the snatch jewelry rings to you. Okay, Lona, with the cutie outfit, the cutie tootie patootie. Yeah, so next week I'm going to be giving things away as much as I can. I have a couple more things to give away. And in this podcast, we tell you what we want you to do for us to win stuff. And this week I'm going to be giving away a little bit more jewelry from a company called the Urban Smith, which I came to know through Instagram. They're located out of San Francisco, and they have amazing jewelry, custom nameplates and such. So I'm actually looking at the necklace right now. I am giving away an I Heart Stamos nameplate. Custom nameplate. It's gold. It's adorable. It says I Heart Stamos, as in John Stamos. You better recognize. Get this house filled. Am I right? Fill up my house. So listen to today's podcast about what you have to do to win that necklace. And if you're a dude and you want a necklace, go ahead with your bad self. Win yourself a gold necklace. You deserve it. You can love Stamos too. I hope you guys enjoy this version of the 4th of Jewel High Sharp Tongue Podcast. Wee wee! Jiggle that fat.